Come in an inch and three quarters.
Dennis was planning. Dennis. The mic is flying. Yeah. We need help.
God, how we? Who needs help?
We need the honest projection that we used to have.
You want to have like
when you guys get too much.
Right?
When you guys get too much money, you start thinking you're going to make everything a hit.
Well, let me ask you this.
Here it is right there. This is a psychoanalyst dream right here. You got Daddy who's a little jealous.
You're making too much money.
Daddy's a little jealous of the boys.
Sure.
This is all publicly unfair for you to...
Are you going or staying? I don't know.
Yes, Gordon, what you want? If you want to fight for success, I'll go all out.
No, I don't. We don't do that.
You think you got it made?
No, we don't.
Son?
We would like to record under an atmosphere of calmness.
I love you. My mother loves you.
We like to relax.
First of all, you should never have all these people here.
Second of all, who's
second
but
all,
you're not saying anything.
You
you're the one talking.
You forget from your heart. Carl, Dennis was fighting. Mike was fighting on his high nose. Al was tight. I try to give you tips.
You know, I really think, unless he's got... It sounds like Dad's half loaded.
Who knows? Yeah. This tape's almost
some
over.
Some kind of problem.
Almost
if
over.
You got it, man.
But kudos to the recording engineer that rolled tape on the whole thing.
Yeah, pretty amazing.
No kidding.
Cut three is Brian in concert. I think considerably later on in his career.
No, I might have to save this for another day.
Is this like Brian when he's slurring and...
I haven't heard it, but judging from Jerry's letter, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, do let's hear a bit.
Where's that beach? Boom. There he is! Give your
hand! Is this a concert?
For Brian Wilson!
Listening to.
That can't be Brian.
Van Dyke Parks.
Oh my God.
Van Dyke Parks is the biggest butthole.
That's Brian.
The biggest butthole in the world.
Wow.
All right, I'm going to save that for my
That's great.
Kind words for his collaborator.
Van Nuys Park?
No, Van Dyke Parks.
Van Dyke Park.
Is after, a butthole.
After Brian split from the Beach Boys for a while and had his sandbox time, Van Dyke Parks was his collaborator. But apparently, it didn't end well.
Oh, wow.
And we also have, we'll give this for Monday, we have also from the Record Mart a CD of vintage song poem recordings. Mm. These are dumbasses who answered ads in the back of Billboard magazines saying, we can turn your poems into commercial hit songs.
Fantastic.
Send us your lyrics and $500 and your hit bound.
Very good.
Right. And then we have the songs that were sent back to the people after they sent their poems in and $500 in cash.
That's fascinating, really.
Happy Peppy, dear. We will get to that. And,
come on, Brian.
And,
come on.
We hear the Brian stuff. You guys are rich now.
You know, come on now, you superstar.
Come on, Dennis is flatting.
Get an inch and three quarters.
Think about
closer to your microphone.
With all that crap, how did this record turn out so great, huh?
Amazing.
I think Murray passed out.
Sometimes in an atmosphere of tension, creative endeavors flourish.
Happy.
Come on, Happy Peppy.
Dear.
Mike, dear. Al, dear.
Dennis, dear.
Mike, move a minute, an inch and a half away. Dennis, move forward an inch. Al, move back an inch. Brian, you're flat.
One year.
Listen, I'm leaving. F you.
No, I don't want you to leave, Dad. I don't want you to leave. Come back and hit me again.
Al, dear.
Come on, dear.
Al, dear, you're loafing.
Are you leaving? Are you leaving or staying? We want to record in a relaxed atmosphere.
I said, you guys, you make a lot of money. I think you got to make because you made a lot of money.
And then Brian Wilson went on to pursue that relaxed atmosphere 24/7.
All right. I'm thirsty, dear.
There's some great insights of the Beach Man.
I can't hear.
And we'll hear more of that on Monday's episode of Brian All Left Up.
A few dead. My ear.
you, Dad. Leave. Leave the recording studio.
And I think there was a couple of dumps in there because you guys didn't get to hear it.
S!
When Brian's just screaming the S word.
S! You're loud in my good ear, Daddy.
Oh, S. We will break. Listen, I know that we normally don't do this on the Friday favorite on the Low Budget Jeopardy. We normally wait on the guests.
Uh-huh.
What I mean is that we'll have a guest on, and Michael, you know, will bring a guest to us, and we'll wait 6, 7, 8 months. We'll cycle them through.
Right. Would it be Brian Wilson?
It's not Brian Wilson today.
Okay.
But it's someone who was on very recently, and I will tell you that he's very proud of the fact that he's coming back. So in such a short a span of time.
Brian Wilson.
Not Brian.
Said
not,
he wants to be.
It's not Brian Wilson. It's not Brian Wilson. We'll be right back.
Mike Show.
Know something? After watching the Mulatto shake it, I can absolutely understand why Brazil is totally devoted to my favorite body part, the ass.
Call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Right, right.
God damn it.
Yes.
The Don and Mike Show.
Could not have said it better myself. If you want to see the pictures of the PlayStation 2 being destroyed before it was sent to the ungrateful Cunny.
All right.
The undouchable C, the UC. I think WNEW.com. That's where you should go.
Very good.
Also, as I'm looking, some highly unflattering photos of us from the bowling against the One Life to Live people.
Yeah,
oh,
sadly,
my God.
Sadly,
somebody had cameras there?
Those are the best ones.
Scary.
I'm going to ask once again that we are given the right to go through and select which photos go up and which photos...
Yeah, who popped these on? Who does it now?
Well, Lisa and I actually went through and we thought we chose the best ones.
Really?
Yeah, there's a lot that didn't make it. I'd say we put about half of them up.
There's a couple of pictures. You're killing me and Mike.
I was going to say, I've learned my lesson from the other times when you said make sure you check your support staff.
Okay.
These photos.
All right, John. Yeah, there's just a couple that we...
Flattering, are they?
Now I'm dying to look at it. Buzz is going to the website.
Well, yeah, Mike, look during a break.
Okay. But, right. That, oh, no!
But Lisa, you know what?
That bad.
You know what? Just take a... I would just say take any picture. There's one in particular of me where I'm standing sideways, and I'm talking to the girl with the blonde hair from One Life to Live.
Erin?
You might want to take that one out. There's also another one of Mike where Mike has got... a glass of Jameson's in his hand.
Just Buzz, can you get it up there? Come on.
All right.
I just want to take a quick peek.
I know.
And there's one of me definitely staring right at these boobs. we don't need that picture.
Yeah, I mean, I you know what? And hey, you know, normally all behind-the-scenes decisions go through you.
Yeah.
This particular issue, I don't want anything on there that I'm not looking at first.
Okay.
Thank you.
Very smoky there. I can see that.
Look at that. Our evening of decadence.
No wonder we couldn't see the pins.
All right. Going through all of them?
I'm looking at one where the V is taking her shirt off. And I'm just standing about 5 feet behind her, just staring
I'm just
at her.
In Rob's eyes.
Just staring at her rack.
Now, that's a good one of you and Rob.
It's a great one of you and Rob.
I'm going to the next one here. Have you reviewed all of these, Don? Now, Johnny's in here again.
I'm just seeing them now for the first time.
That picture of you looking at me, by the way, your staff said, that's such a classic picture. That picture's so classic.
Oh, yeah, thank you, guys. Thanks.
Well, yeah.
Oh, hold on, Rob. Are you the one that said it, Rob?
Yeah, but I personally thought not many people would be looking at you. I thought.
Yeah, no, it's just.
So far, I'm seeing good pictures. This is really starting to freak me out because you and I are not prominently. I haven't seen any of the candids with you and me yet.
Tell me which ones you want.
All right. You know what? I'll do it during a break.
Yeah, all right.
Let's just move on with the show.
Okay, very good.
Let's move on. Everybody, click off the WNW page.
Click off.
You know what? As a matter of fact, just why don't you just take all the pictures of me off there.
Oh,
that would make me the happiest.
Let's look during a break and then we'll make... I hesitate to make a final decision.
Okay, all right, at least how about this?
But the one with me with the Jameson, what do I care? What do I care?
Exactly, Mike.
There you go.
Two off, okay?
Let me see, which one are you taking off?
All right, you know what? Just take that one off.
Okay.
Leave the one on.
And I want to look at him.
Leave the one on where I don't care if the yellow I'm staring at these T's. because I spent most of the night staring at these days.
So who's so it's Rob and Lisa that have been kind of editorially getting together and making
this is
these.
The first one I've done.
Well, in the past, I've taken a look at most of the photos, and I've said these are okay to put up.
Well, you know, I kind of trust you on that, so you know that's I don't have a problem.
I got your back, Mike.
If you take a look at them, I don't.
I got your back.
All right.
I'm just saying that in this batch there are two or three photos.
You got dangerously close to being responsible for a second, Don. You got it covered?
There are two or three photos here that perhaps would take appeal, take away from the any possible sex appeal you or I might have.
Oh, dear.
Let me just say that.
All right, can we stop looking at the pictures now? Are we looking at the pictures?
Yeah, click off.
Click off. Come on. We're doing a show.
You know, Christ. You don't even own a computer, Rob, but you come up here and you live on the computer.
That's why it's a nice trip for me.
Okay.
It's a lovely little bone, I guess.
On with the show.
Yeah.
Buzz, you turn yours off now, too.
He's off.
Okay, let's get to the Friday favorite. Now, I'm day of day with cash for you and me. Ah! Done for Donna, Let me just say that you think it's easy to be this vain? It's not easy to be this vain.
I second that.
Although I am not as vain as this man.
I second that. How are you? Good to see you.
Let me say.
I'm Arnold. I'm vain. I know what you're talking about. You're vain. I'm one of the vainest men in the world. So you should remember that. Mind if I sit down?
Have a seat, Arnold.
Please. Are you all having a good time?
Now you are.
Do you know why there's electricity on the show now?
Why?
Because I'm in the room.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
You were on the show, I believe.
Douglas Shine, yes, a short time. I come back because I'm a popular guest. I know with the Don and Mike, what they do is they bring the characters on that, you know, that don't come on for 6 months to a year. And then you bring me back just a few weeks down the road so I can talk about my new film. Collateral Damage.
What can we expect in this movie?
I play hero fireman Cody Brewer. And, you know, it's a good film. It ties into all the stuff that people worry about, you know. I said to my agent, that's pretty good. That turned out that way for my career. So, you know, I'll give... you can ask me a question about the movie if you want.
Okay. Let me ask you the character that you play.
Yes.
What can we expect from him as...
What you can expect...
As a firefighter. Why did you select that? What can we expect from him as a firefighter?
What you can expect from Collateral Damage is a film that has the good feelings about the patriotism with the flag and the firefighters. As I play the hero fireman Gordy Brewer, they can expect is the good times that they can have and it to be my teeth seem to be getting bigger. But the thing is that it's good. It's similar to some of the other roles I played. And you'll have a good time with the action adventure. It should be a good time. Not like that fag Frankie Muniz with the big fat liar. It's going to be a big fat loser.
Oh, no,
don't go see that film.
You're worried about the fact that Malcolm in the Middle Kid's got a movie coming out this weekend.
He's a bad kid. He's a bad kid.
Why is he? He's a cute kid. Why is he a bad kid?
He's been in trouble with the law.
He has not.
Oh, yes, he has. Look at him. You know, he might be with the cute smile on the television series that he does.
Malcolm in the Middle.
But he's not a good kid. He's a vandal.
Oh, no.
Really?
Yeah, he's breaking.
That.
Oh, yeah, he's the kind of the bad boy that will go out with the cans of the spray paint. And, you know, he'll spray paint on walls.
You're making that up.
I'm not making anything up. Go see it, Collateral Damage. Ignore that film, The Big Fat Liar.
Well, now, you know, there are those who would say to you, Arnold, that you are being a hypocrite. You're calling this kid Frankie Munoz a
vandal. He's not funny.
When you, in fact...
You know, I'm funny. When I did Twins in 1988 and played Julius Benedict, you know, people could expect the funny with the Danny DeVito, and they said, Arnold does the big shoot-em-ups. There's no way he'll be funny. And then I went in, and I was funny.
Here you are talking about Frankie Munoz. You are alleging he's a vandal. Yeah. What about the allegation?
Let me enlighten you. Do you remember the movies that I did with Sinbad? Sinbad, I played Howie Langston. And we were both going for the toys, and that was a big-time laugh riot.
What about, let me get back to this. You are alleging that Frankie Munoz is a vandal, but yet...
Yeah, he's from that movie. That movie's going to suck, because if you take... I just like to speak to the moms and dads,
okay,
if I can right now. If you take your kids to see Big Fat Liar instead of Collateral Damage... You terrorists win.
You are alleging that
because he's
Munoz
a bad kid and he'll turn your kid bad. You'll go
bad
to the movie with Frankie Muniz, and then in the car on the way home, the kids will go bad on you. They'll probably try to kill you.
It has been alleged, though, that you you have girlfriends on the side.
Nine.
No.
That's his excuse.
No.
That's not true. No,
I'm telling you, I've read this in the tabloids that that you...
Frankie Muniz, he killed the hunt from My Dog Skip.
He
likes to kill hunts. He goes around killing hunts all the time because
he doesn't
like animals and cats and dogs, and he'll destroy the pets if he gets in the house. I heard from one of the agents in Hollywood. I don't like to badmouth people, but Frankie Muniz will go into someone's house, and if there's no one looking, he'll kill the pets,
wow,
even with like the fish. He'll put detergent in.
Why are you so concerned about this kid's movie?
Because he's a pig. He's a shrine. He's a shrine hunt. And, I'm not concerned. I just want to make sure the parents that take the kids to the pictures go and enjoy the good movie like Collateral Damage, where I play hero firefighter Gordy Brewer.
All right, so let's get...
Not to be confused with True Lies when I was Harry Tasker.
Let's move away from Frankie Muniz.
Or End of Days when I was Jericho Cain.
What can we expect from this movie Collateral Damage?
What you can expect from Collateral Damage is a picture to make you feel good about living in the United States in America.
Why?
Because I play the hero firefighter, and you'll feel good, and you look and you walk out of the picture and you'll say, I'm so angry, I just want to see it again. And there's a line, because it's so popular, the people are saying it's going to be a blast.
You know what they're telling me? We're going to have to we're going to cut away for a local news break on
our
station.
That's okay, no problem.
And we will be back.
Go see Collateral Damage, where I play hero firefighter Gordy Tasker.
What do we got? 2 minutes drop for the... this is time.
Yeah, two.
Local stations, break away now for your local newscast.
Okay, we got to take a commercial break.
This is just a local newscast for our stations.
Okay.
We'll be back. Now, here's the news of the day.
Clear.
Very good. Are we off?
Yes.
Yeah.
How are you? You have a good time?
How you doing?
Hey, can I get a water or something to drink?
Yeah.
Sure. The water, the Coke or something like that to wet my whistle. It's kind of dry.
Sure.
And so how you been?
You getting any?
All the time. We talked about that last time. You know, the when the movies come out, the whores will come up to Arnold, and they like to do me. So I've been doing... New York's great for that.
Yeah.
You go to the premiere, you know, someone says, hey, how are you? And then I don't have to go back with the big jaw. You know what I mean? She's ugly.
Oh, your wife, Maria.
That's right. It's good to be here. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great.
That's fine. I'm very tired. I've been working hard promoting the movie. It's very good. Let me open my soda. Thank you very much. Maybe later we have beer. You want to come out for beer?
I'll come out for some beer.
That's good. That's great.
I thought that perhaps tonight, we could go to a nice German restaurant.
Ah, I hate that crap.
No,
let's get Chinese.
But aren't you?
I'm in German food. It's what I get when I go home to Austria. I get German food all the time. I taught Maria how to cook the German food. I like to come to New York, eat a pizza and the stuff like that, or a burger. Can't we go out for a burger?
And they put you on every goddamn show.
Your hamburger eating contest the other day. That was funny. That made me laugh. The booger eating contest.
Booger.
That was a good time.
You were on the Good Morning Today show. You were on the Regis show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Mention the movie, okay? You know, I'm not in here for chicken feed. Mention the collateral damage when we get back on the air.
We got about 40 seconds left.
No, you're saying,
come back out of the break. What I want to know is...
Oh, I think, I tell you, my Einen Schnitzel hurts this morning.
Did you,
I did it all night.
I heard you banged, Kelly Lee Ripa.
That's true. That's why I did the Regis show. He's an old man. He smells. He smells bad. He really does.
So
I tell you, but she's good, but I rubbed
it off. You banged Kelly Lee?
No, I didn't. I tried to. I hit on her. I said, how you doing? You going to go see the film? How'd you like to sit next to me? Then we could go out later. And she said, no, I'm married, meet the baby, and all that crap. So I found a supermodel.
Oh, good.
I don't even remember her name. Might have been Klum.
Heidi Klum?
Wow. No, she's the popular one. I think it was your sister. Dede Klum.
Oh, no.
Dede Klum rubbed it raw.
Give me the break here.
Yeah, we're back in 10.
10. 10 seconds.
Ah,
all right, so what do you want me to do?
Hey, promote the movie. Let me talk about the film. For Christ's sake.
Three.
Okay. I got only a short time to be.
Settle down.
We're going back on.
We're back with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Hi.
Could not be happier to be in New York promoting his movie Collateral Damage.
This is a good picture. I'm proud of the picture, and I'd love to talk about my character if you'd ask me a question about it.
All right. What can we expect from your character?
What you can expect from hero fireman Gordy Brewer is the man who's just dying for revenge, and he goes out and tries to get the terrorists that have blown the things up, and that's why people can relate in the climate that it is now of the patriots with the flags and all the good of the, the 9/11 thing.
What can we expect from your teeth in this movie?
What you can expect from Arnold Schwarzenegger's teeth in the movie Collateral Damage is that they will get bigger and larger, as they have in most of my films. You know, I'm shrinking because the bodybuilding has damaged my tissue.
The roids?
So
the steroids?
Yeah, my doctor the other day said, Arnold, how come your teeth are getting bigger? I said that. They said, yes, they're getting bigger, but it's not that the teeth are getting too big. It's that the head is shrinking, that the tissues are getting smaller. So what you can expect from me is to see my teeth getting bigger each and every day.
Right, you know, before we have 1 minute left before we really have to go to a break. Let's give our local stations 30 seconds for the weather. Here
all
you
right.
go. Local stations, 30 seconds. Mark.
Clear.
Don't you give anything out to eat?
Now listen.
Don't you give out the crazy bagels?
Yeah, I'll get your bagel.
Okay.
When listeners call in, do you want to talk to listeners?
Yeah, I'll talk to listeners. Yeah, that's fine.
But I
don't like the people, though.
You don't like people?
Nah, they're pain in the ass. They flex your muscles, stupid. They're a-holes.
They're a-holes.
By and large. I try to keep away from them. That's why I bought a Hummer. I can run them over if they try to chase me. I got one guy's foot one time.
I don't.
Meet my car.
Three, two, we have 30 seconds, and...
back.
All right, we're back with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Hi. It's good to be here in New York City.
Arnold was just telling me how much he loves meeting the fans, how much he loves getting together with the fans.
That's why I like to do the pictures, because the fans come out and they see the Arnold movies, and they love to talk to me, and I'd love to talk to them, too.
What can we expect when you talk to one of your average fans on the street?
What you can expect from me talking to the fans on the street is that... Hi. How are you doing? Is that your producer?
We are on the air.
Oh, okay. Hey, what you can expect from the fans is a good handshake and the autograph signing. And then, you'll go see the movie and I'll be very happy with it. You know, there was one time when I was doing Kindergarten Cop playing Detective John Kimball. And they were surrounding me. And the security said, Arnold, you have to get back to your trailer. And I said, no, I want to take time. And have a good time with the fans and sign the autographs so we can have a good time.
I got to give the phone numbers out here.
Okay, go ahead.
If you want to play Jeopardy, 877-692-1027 on WNEW.
I'll talk about all of my films, including in The Sixth Day, when I played Adam Gibson.
WJFK 202-432-1067.
A Total Recall when I was Douglas Quaid.
Buddy in America can call 877-365-3636.
But enough questions. About True Lies. True Lies when I played Harry Tasker. There's just too much of that. And we got the... can I mention something?
Yeah.
You know, we've got Terminator 3 coming out.
I know you do.
You're going to see the Terminator 3. You'll have a good time. You know why?
Why?
Because I'm in most of the scenes.
All right, let's... local stations?
Yeah.
Great. Okay. Then we're clear.
Clear.
Okay, we're done. I got to roll. I got places to go.
No, you got
to
stay and play the game.
Oh, they mean that's game you play with the nine and the things with the Jeopardy questions.
You got to stay and play the game.
Yeah.
Nine. And listen, you should. When Lisa comes in the room, you don't say something on the air.
Nasty stuff. Say I greet her.
Yeah.
She looks hot. Yeah. With the sweater and the turtleneck around the neck there. That's good. You think she'd like to hang out with a star?
Now, what do you mean by hang out with a star?
Sleep with me. Do you think there's a chance?
You could ask her yourself.
Or are we in the break? You do it. I like the middle of the man. You be the middle of the man.
I'll be the middle of the man.
There you go. Okay. That's the way I like it.
Okay?
You can ask after the show, but she could hang out. I'll pay. I'll pay good money.
For sex.
I'll pay for sex. I'll pay good dollars for her. I'll give $200. I'll leave it on the dresser like they do in the movies.
Okay. 30 seconds.
Okay.
Oh, hold on. I didn't realize we were counting.
I could be 2,000. I've got plenty of money.
I didn't realize we were. I thought we were gone. I thought we were off.
Yeah, we're back.
Hey, hi.
Okay, listen.
Hi.
877-365-3636 or the other local numbers there. Call now.
So I was just saying during the break that in Dr. Doolittle, I was the voice of the White Wolf.
We will be right back.
And Mike Show.
Tell them that I want to thank them for the fantastic performance.
Pela fantástica apresentação.
And for showing me the nice bunda. Bunda.
They love to wear it out. Don and Mike.
You love the punta, huh, Arnold?
I like the punta. You having a good time here?
Having a great time.
This is a good show. I listen to this show when I'm in the city. It's great. You enjoy it. And it's a good program. I hope it gets on my small village in Austria.
What can we expect from Low Budget Jeopardy today?
What you can expect are funny questions and the knowledge from the two contestants that play the game. And you'll have a good time because it's always fun.
Why?
Otherwise, I wouldn't be here. You can expect it, and if you miss it, you'll be driving home saying, I'm so angry that I missed the Jeopardy.
We are going to play now. Arnold, let's meet our challenger and our other challenger.
This is the Low Budget Jeopardy. Now entering the studio is a lady who is a nurse from the Bronx, New York. Let's say hi to Elizabeth Kenny.
Hello, Elizabeth.
Hello.
Hi, honey.
And
How are you?
Great, thank you.
Fine. You having a good time, Elizabeth?
Good. I didn't know you were going to say my last name, so if I lose, now I'm going to look real stupid.
That's okay. Have a good time. Arnold's here to save the day. You're a nurse. Are you wearing a uniform?
Not right now. More.
Are you pretty?
Very.
Very good.
At least I think.
You going to see my movie?
What movie are you in?
Congressional. Collateral Damage. What can we expect in that movie, Arnold?
What we can expect is the hero, Goldie Brewer, climbing the lattice and being, around a lot of the big explosions. Now entering the studio is the second challenger. He's from Clinton, Maryland, and an electrician. Let's say hi to the Stuart Sullivan.
Hey, how you doing, Arnold?
Hi, Stuart.
Hi.
Hey, Stu. Stu and Elizabeth. Here we go. Always remember, never forget. Answer the form of the question. I live with my mom wearing a clip-on tie. Suit by Mr. Guy. Call me Alex. Unless we're playing the game, then it's Eldon Kuhler, Quizmaster.
You mind if I smoke this cigar?
Oh God, I crave a cigar in the studio.
That's right.
They won't let me smoke in here. They'll let you smoke in here.
Yes, because I'm a star. Come on now.
And always call him Arnold Schwarzenegger. Here are your. Here are your categories.
Yeah, the categories are the fun part. Listen carefully to the Elizabeth and Stuart.
There you go. Your categories are Olympic concerts.
Oh, that's a good cigar. You want one?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I'll send you a box.
Arnold Schwarzenegger movies.
That's my favorite category.
Hey, do you think they'd kill me if I really smoked a cigar in here today?
I don't know.
I think we both should. Go ahead. So I planted the seed in your head with these cigars.
I got a couple out in Cancer Corner out there.
Okay, I'll go grab you one.
Okay.
Very good.
So let me see. Olympic concerts, Arnold Schwarzenegger movies,
yeah.
Spelling Bee.
I'm not good at Nick's good.
NFL Pro Bowl.
The football.
And states and capitals. So here you go. This Olympic concerts.
Yeah.
Arnold's movies.
That's the good movies.
Spelling Bee.
Yeah, that's lots of fun.
NFL Pro Bowl, states and capitals.
Get ready to have a good time.
Elizabeth, you're a girl. We like girls better than boys. We'll start with you.
Okay, I'll take states and capitals.
Hey,
for $200?
No. It's $1, $2, or $3, honey. It's a cheap, cheap show.
I don't be want
$1.
To be, I don't want to be with the bias, but I root for the Elizabeth because she's a nurse.
It is the great capital of the great state of Virginia.
Richmond. What is Richmond?
I disagreed.
That was not in the form of a question.
Stuart, your chance to steal.
Was I at least right?
What is Richmond?
There There you go. That's how you steal it there.
$1 for the steward who's in control. Select again, okay?
States and capitals for two.
It is the capital of the great state of Georgia.
What is Birmingham?
Yes, of course, D.A. Birmingham, Georgia.
Elizabeth, it's your chance to steal and pay attention to the rules.
What is Atlanta?
$2 for Elizabeth. She takes the lead. You're in control. Pay attention to the rules.
Birmingham.
Birmingham, Georgia. What a dummy.
Right, Arnold.
Okay.
Okay, honey, finish up this category.
States and capitals for three.
It is the capital of Michigan.
Stuart, your chance to steal again.
I'll wait for your guess, Stuart. I'm sure it's a good one.
What is that? I don't know.
I don't know. Nine.
No, Lansing.
Lansing, Michigan. Sorry. And Elizabeth DeNews, you're in control of the game. It's the low-budget Jeopardy.
For Arnold, I'll take $1 for Arnold Schwarzenegger movie.
All right, Sean, that's a good category. I like that. That's good.
Arnold teaches school.
What is Kindergarten Cop?
Yes, that's the one that I played, Detective John Kimball. Go again, Elizabeth. You're in control.
I'll do Schwarzenegger movies for two.
Arnold wants the Turbo Man.
What is Terminator?
Stuart, your chance to steal.
This might be the dumbest guy we've ever had.
Come on. Hey, that's Jingle All the Way when I played Howie Langston.
That is Jingle All the Way.
Yes, I was good in that with Sinbad. And Elizabeth, you're in control.
Finish this off at $3, Schwarzenegger.
Arnold gets pregnant.
Oh, no.
What is twins?
Nine. Stuart, your chance to steal.
I have no idea.
Junior,
yeah, that Junior. Was a good movie.
Junior, however, I just want to say something. This guy, Stuart?
Yeah, Stuart Sullivan from Clinton, Maryland.
Not only did he say Birmingham is the capital of Georgia.
Yeah, bro.
I believe every other answer he's given has been, I don't know.
That's correct, but he can wire your closets with lights.
Let's subtract $1 from him already.
So
he's starting the game with -1. He has to get
He had one, so he gets knocked down to zero.
Down to zero.
Okay, you start from scratch, Stuart. And if you don't make it to the second round, that'll be a big ripoff.
Because you got to at least guess if you don't know.
All right, Elizabeth, you're in control.
Olympic concerts, one.
Okay, you know, they have these musicians doing concerts every day during the Olympics. This boy band will play Salt Lake City on February 23rd.
Who is
NSYNC? NSYNC is right.
That's correct. $1 for you, the boy band, with all their little bodies and their girly arms. All right, go ahead, Elizabeth.
$2 for Olympic concerts.
This country duo will sing on February 16th.
Clint Black. Who is Clint Black?
Nine.
No, duo, honey.
Stuart, your chance to steal.
Who is Tim McGraw and Faith Hill?
You know what? Give him his dollar back.
Yes, that makes your total $3 now. We give you $2 and you get your dollar back.
Just give him his original dollar back because he got it wrong.
Oh, you confused me.
He got it wrong, but I'm glad that he gave an answer.
Okay, so he gets his dollar back. Who's the big duo?
It's Brooks and Dunn.
Oh, no, they suck.
Yeah, they do.
Nine. Disagreed.
Disagreed.
Elizabeth, you're in control.
We'll finish that one off for three. Get rid of that one.
Latino Hunk, he will perform on February 20th.
Who is Enrico Iglesias?
Nine.
Stuart, your chance to steal.
Stuart, I'm about to take away that dollar again.
You have to come up with a guess.
Who is Willie Nelson?
Hey, I'm famous Latino hunk, Willie Nelson.
That's right. Famous Latin actor, Willie Nelson.
I couldn't think of his name.
It's Mark Anthony.
And Elizabeth, you're in control, okay?
What's the other category?
So you still have Spelling Bee and NFL Pro Bowl.
All right, we'll stay away from the football. We'll go for the Spelling Bee for $1.
All right, beautiful.
Good.
For one, coffee.
I know
what this is. COFFEE.
Right.
Coffee.
That's right, coffee. That's
Donger Shine, that's $1 for you, Elizabeth. You're in control.
Coffee.
We'll do that Spelling Bee for two.
Cubicle.
Cubicle.
What is CUBICAL?
time.
No.
Stuart, your chance to steal.
That is C-U-B... L-E.
Jubile.
No, it's...
Jesus, what's the matter with your brain? I'll reach in there and pull it out by its stem.
C-U-B-I-C-L-E, cubicle.
I'll eat his brains fried up in the pan.
You'll never get this next one, for God's sake.
Elizabeth,
sakes.
You're in control. You're making me angry, both of you.
Spelling D for three.
All right, just sound it out.
Three.
Moratorium.
Three.
Moratorium.
What is M-O-R-A-T-O-R-I-U-M?
Dogenshine.
Now that's how you do it. Well, you just sound it out.
$3. Now you have to move on to the category you don't want to, Elizabeth.
Right. Moratorium.
$4.
All right, NFL Pro Bowl being played tomorrow night, incidentally, in Hawaii. He was voted the NFC's starting quarterback. He will not play, though.
Who is Drew Bledsoe?
Nine.
But, you know, that's cute because you're a girl.
Stuart, it's your chance to steal.
He just played the Super Bowl.
You know what? I'm sorry.
Nine.
I'm sorry. If a guy can't come up with a football player's name, take away a dollar from this.
You're back down. You're back down to zero. The commands are all you're saying. All right, Elizabeth. Who is the quarterback? Give it to him.
Maybe you heard of him. Brett Favre.
Brett Favre.
Oh, and my God.
Elizabeth, you're in control.
$2.
Okay. He was voted the AFC starting quarterback. He will play.
Who is Drew Bledsoe?
No, but again, you know, she's a girl, so she gets a pass.
All right, Stuart, your chance to steal.
Who is Rich Gannon?
He just pulled that one out of his ass.
$2 for you. Way to go, Stuart.
He's back. You know, every time it's like the Godfather. Every time I want him out.
He comes back. I was up for the role as the Godfather.
He pulls me back.
Right. You know that?
You were up for the role as the Godfather.
I was going to be Don Corleone.
Let me hear it.
Hey, Michael, look what I've done to my boy. Look at my sonny. They filled him full of lead. Aren't they stupid? No, you're right.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Showing, really.
That means that, Stuart, you have the final question on the big board, and here you go. He was voted the NFC place kicker. He will play.
Don't know that one.
Take away a dollar.
Come on.
You at least
that
have
leaves
it.
You down to $1.
Means you get to play the final round.
Elizabeth, your chance to steal.
Are you ready? Who is Moya?
Nine.
Oh, see, at least she can guess, though.
That's right.
No, it's David Akers of the Eagles.
And thank God that's the end of the first round of Low Budget Jeopardy.
Okay, and what is the score as we head to final Low Budget Jeopardy, Arnold?
Elizabeth and Nurse finishes with the $8, and Stuart has one mark.
All right, guys. Anybody can win because we physically force you both to bet it all.
Yeah,
don't forget, answer in the form of a question, and here is the category. Arnold the Killer. Arnold the Killer.
I like that.
The kind of car Arnold Schwarzenegger was driving when he accidentally ran over the family dog.
Oh.
Now, this is not from a movie. This is a true story. The type of car Arnold Schwarzenegger was driving when he accidentally ran over his family pet, the dog. Answer in the form of a question, kids, and good luck.
All contestants on to Low Budget Jeopardy will receive pottery by Schwarzenegger. You know, ladies and gentlemen, in my free time, I make pottery, and people say they like it, and so now I mass produce it. Remember, it doesn't do anything. It's just clay in different piles and shapes. But it's the best, I guarantee it. And you'll be the life of the party when you buy pottery by Schwarzenegger. Maybe sometimes you can use it as an ashtray. Now back to Final Low Budget Jeopardy. Meet Alex to Victor Animal.
Wasn't that a real story also one time?
Yes.
That Arnold Schwarzenegger was painting, making pottery.
I paint the pottery. I glaze pottery.
Yeah.
Okay, now we need 1 second. Why? To get the guy on the phone?
I believe we're trying to get to Stuart, who is giving the answer to the producer with the game for the Low Budget Jeopardy. Go see Collateral Damage and Not the Big Fat Liar.
Did the guy hang up? What's the deal with that?
I glaze it with number three.
Oh, don't want to hear that.
I glaze it with meet my DNA.
Line three. Yeah.
You want some glaze?
Hold on. Oh, is it right here, line three?
Yeah.
Is this the guy? Hello, a guy?
Yeah.
Okay. Kind of car Arnold was driving when he ran over, accidentally ran over the family dog.
What is a Porsche?
Nine. That ducks you down mercifully to zero there, Stuart.
No. Elizabeth, listen, you're the big winner if you have the correct answer. Liz?
Yes?
Yeah, what's your answer, honey?
Oh, Ford, but I didn't say, I wanted to say Ford Expedition.
Nine.
No, not a Ford. Guys, it was a Humvee, Hummer.
That knocks you both down to zero. That means you won't be coming back.
And that is a true story that Arnold Schwarzenegger backed up and ran over the family dog in his Humvee.
It's caused me a great deal of pain.
Well, that means that this is the type of game that you know Alan Linewand will love. We're giving away no money.
Stop mid the yelping.
I just want to say, don't go away, man. Just go away, kids. Here's Arnold Schwarzenegger to tell you about your prizes. What can we expect from these prizes?
What you can expect is a tough one to read because they got all the crazy kooky letters in the order. I don't read the English. I don't read the English really good, but I'll try.
Give it your best shot.
Okay. You have won a Don Juan beer. A Don Juan beer.
Don Juan Bear.
Send a beer. Grand gift. Meet Vermont. CD Bear. The creative alternative to flows.
I think you're talking about the Vermont Teddy Bear Company.
Yeah, the Vermont Teddy Bear Company. I always get excited. That's good. I sent the bear to friends and family from the Vermont Teddy Bear Company. There's something about their teddy bears that is so, so nice. I really enjoyed the Vermont Teddy Bear Company. Call 1-800-829-BEAR or shop online at VermontTeddyBear.com. I hope you have a good time with your bears.
But wait,
you've got more surprises.
There's more.
You have won a dozen donuts and a box of Joey from Dunkin' Donuts.
A box of Joe.
Winter is here. Stop by Dunkin' Donuts for hot beverages that are perfect for the season. Thank you to our fine sponsors, Dunkin' Donuts and the Vermont Teddy Bear Company.
Thank you. Hold on, guys. Both of you have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you, D.A.
Have fun.
Okay, bye-bye.
Enjoy your teddy bears.
Arnold, that's it. Always remember and never forget, Low Budget Jeopardy is a production of...
Colin Incorporated, and this is distributed by King Bird. You have a good time. Okay, so Beatles in.
What's the buzz? Here he goes. A slight mispronunciation of a couple of words there, I think.
Well, he has a German accent, and he was saying Vermont Teddy Bear.
That's what I heard.
That's what I heard, too.
Vermont Teddy Bear. Let's go to Buzz with the news now.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
He made it up.
Is today's lead story why Lisa's mad at us?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Why are you mad at us today?
She's had a bad day.
Yeah, why are you mad at us today?
I'm not mad at you today, but we'll discuss it off the air.
Does that have something to do with the last 2 minutes of the show?
Partially. I would say about the last 5-10 minutes. We'll discuss it off the air.
Wow. Really? She needs a meat injection, man.
Oh, God.
I swear to God that girl does. Buzz, I'm sorry, your lead story was?
Is actually today another air scare and security at the Olympics.
All right, stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned. For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up. On the Don and Mike Show.
That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WKFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Goddamn right. And now we're running late on time. This is great to Buzz, okay?
They love to wear it out.
We do.
Don and Mike.
Buzz, my my apologies.
It's going all right.
Not Scrabble related today. We've run very late today. Good show.
Out of time.
Great show again today. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Keep calling. We love taking your calls even when Buzz is doing the news. What's the latest over there, Jumble?
Well, first, things are back to normal at Hartsfield Airport in Atlanta after an apparent bomb scare this morning. Delta Flight 350 to Boston was canceled, with other arrangements being made for the passengers. The plane was moved away from the terminal while it was searched and the passengers interviewed. CNN reported that a bomb threat had been phoned in. Airport officials at first would only call it a security-related incident, but now they say that there was a search and that no bomb or any other device was found. The flight scheduled to depart Atlanta at 8:10 this morning was to have carried 102 passengers. There were no other evacuations or delays. And now, just before news time, a passenger aboard a small jet bound for New York refused to put out a cigarette in the cabin today and became verbally abusive, causing the crew to divert the plane to Cleveland.
You know, I mean, really, it's time to come down on these a-holes that do this.
No time for that kind of stuff.
I do want to say that...
it just made me laugh. I'm sorry.
I didn't pick up my cigar. The latest urban legend going around is that these guys planned September 11th well in advance, and that the next attack is going to be 5 months later, which incidentally, October, November, December, January, February, which would be February 11th. That is the latest urban legend that's all over the internet and all over all these different boards with people saying, whatever you do, next week on the 11th, don't travel, don't do anything. That's the day it's going to happen.
Anybody remember Stay Out of the Shopping Malls on Halloween?
Yes.
Remember that one?
Another one of those. Of a banker from Uruguay who disrupted a flight to Argentina yesterday will be in court here in the U.S. this afternoon. 28-year-old banker Pablo Morera could get 20 years in prison for trying to kick in the cockpit door on a United flight out of Miami.
Good.
He was subdued, as you recall, by the co-pilot armed with an axe. The injuries must not have been too serious since he was well enough to be escorted back to the U.S. last night, although in handcuffs.
Have any of the fine journalists pursuing this story asked why he did this?
Yes, they have. And the FBI is saying today that the guy obviously has some kind of mental problem, and the guy has stated to them that he just wanted to destroy everything. He, I guess, rammed...
I'd like to ask him a question.
Really?
Rammed his shoulder against the door 6 times and then kicked at the bottom of the door until he finally got his feet through, and then he tried to slide underneath feet first, and I guess that's when they opened the door and beamed him.
Wow.
The U.S. is still looking for all the illegal immigrants from the Middle East, but they won't just be deported. They'll also be interrogated. The Immigration Service is still locating over 300,000 foreigners who are here illegally. The interrogation effort will focus first on about 6,000 folks from countries identified as Al-Qaeda strongholds.
I saw a lot of them as I was walking to work today.
Two of the guys was asking us what the address was.
They may be here illegally. We don't know.
Some delivery guy downstairs. My guy are walking in the building today. This guy. You don't want this guy.
Right.
He starts asking us, where's 72nd Street?
Where's 12?
12.
That was the question. Where's 12?
Where's 12? We're like, this is 57th and 7th. Right. And the guy is showing us the envelope on the bag with the whatever food stuff he was at.
Where's 12?
Where's 12?
It's like, go away.
Just come on. Speak the language.
Go away. Learn language. Go away.
Hey, listen, I noticed that the pizza's gone. Does that mean that the web guy is going to get the photos of the PlayStation being smashed up on the web? Okay, so go to www.wnew.com.
Very good.
Very soon, the pictures of the destruction of the PlayStation and then the mailing of the PlayStation should be up for your viewing pleasure.
Very good.
I'll have the last piece of pizza. Thank you, Rob.
A squadron of F-16 fighter jets and Black Hawk helicopters are patrolling the skies over the Olympic Village for tonight's opening ceremony. Yesterday, police evacuated 2 buildings there after the discovery of a plastic bag filled with electrical parts, wiring, and fuses in a nearby parking garage. A bomb squad blew up the bag and then began their investigation.
I don't know about you guys. I will not be watching that. I mean, not only because, I've got plans tonight, but I wouldn't watch it on a bet.
No.
I mean, like, you'd have to tie me to a chair to get me to watch the pomp and circumstance of all of the countries coming to... Blah.
The only one I ever remember is, I think it was Lillehammer, where weren't there, like, little imps that came out of the snow? It was one of the most jive shows.
Teletubbies.
It was like, up Yeah, like Teletubbies. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Like Teletubbies coming out of the snow. It was amazing. Yeah.
I don't know how they're going to top Muhammad Ali shooting a bow and arrow.
You're not going to be able to top them, bro. Well, it turns out the tattered American flag from the wreckage of the World Trade Center will not be raised at tonight's Olympics opening ceremony.
Now, why?
What the hell is
going on with this?
Not because someone said it couldn't. It's because the flag is actually now too flimsy to survive any kind of wind that might make it wave. The flag, however, will be carried carefully into the stadium at 1 minute into the ceremony, carried by U.S. athletes, New York firefighters, and Port Authority cops. At one point, the International Olympic Committee tried to prevent all of this, saying that it would make the international event too American.
It really worries me when they're, I know this is an important issue, but so much crap has been going on with this flag.
Right.
I hope they're paying as much attention to all the other stuff. Like,
so what you're telling me, again, read this thing, the thing about why the flag won't be there.
It's too flimsy. It's been through an awful lot, as you can imagine.
So if they raised it up over the stadium, it might just be in tatters.
Any wind at all, and there has been some rough weather there today, it would, in fact, be, nothing left.
So what you're telling me is that the flag is in better shape than G. Gordon Liddy.
It's possible.
Okay. Wow.
There you go.
F you, white trash.
Man, that was a long way to go, but I just wanted to slip that one in.
Thank you, Gordon.
Worth it.
New York Mayor Mike Bloomberg, after taking some...
And howdy to Mrs. Liddy. Always want to say hi to Frances Liddy.
Hello, Frances!
She's great, and John just sent me an instant message. The PlayStation pictures are up on NEW.com.
Excellent. New York Mayor Mike Bloomberg, after taking some heat this week for not attending any 9/11 funerals for firefighters, will attend his first tomorrow morning. Firefighters unions complained after a report this week that Bloomberg blew off a funeral last Saturday for a groundhog event on Long Island.
Yeah, glad he had to be reminded to go to one.
According to one union official, I think he'll get a good reception from the firefighters for being there tomorrow.
Sure.
So do I, Buzz.
Yes. New York cops have had their share of bad behavior, bad publicity, and bad luck, but those days appear to be over, at least for a while. A new survey shows New York police getting a 76% approval rating, their best showing since 1997.
Let me just tell you a personal experience. The other day when the motorcade was in town, George W. was in town. He was here for, to come in and speak to some groups in New York City.
Right.
They had, I think it was something like 3 square blocks closed down.
Yep.
And I was right up on the police barricade where they were. These cops, I know everybody says good things, but when you have personal experience with it, this cop could not have been cooler, funnier, talking about he had 15 years on, one of the other guys had 10, so don't listen to him. It was just, and he loosened the crowd up, and he was doing his job. I salute them. I mean, they're great guys. Really. I mean, that was a personal experience. I love those guys.
Even among African Americans, the approval rating is high, higher than it's been. 56%, 62% of all people say the city's safer than it was 5 years ago. Nevertheless, the poll showed that still nearly half of all New Yorkers still fear becoming a crime victim.
And just a message to that guy that's, not going to funerals.
Right.
Don't F with this. Yeah. Okay, things are going good. Keep treating those guys the right way.
Hey, amen.
Right.
Buzz, we got to sneak a quick one in here. Let's also take the time to ask for a call. 1-800-877-365-3636. A prize package we've selected especially for you. Dial recklessly. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
There's no way that you could come from my loins. As soon as I get home, the first thing I'm going to do is punch your mama in the mouth.
Come chisel on their nizzle. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Age to the Izzo. Here is Guy Birdley. Hi, Guy.
Hi, Don and Mike. In sports, Enron executive Ken Lay has just sold his interest in the NFL expansion team, the Houston Texans. He was bought out by co-owner Bob McNair, who says, quote, Ken no longer has any interest in the Texans.
His wife, incidentally, has the same name as mine.
Really?
Frito-Lay. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you.
That's good comedy there.
I'll be back on Monday.
In Detroit, former boxing great Thomas Hearns is trying to lure the Tyson-Lewis fight to Michigan.
The hitman.
He's filed papers requesting a bout at the Pontiac Silverdome on April 6th.
Not to be confused with the hitman from Ocean City.
Yeah, hitman McKay. Great tattoos.
And finally, the good news is the 10-year-old boy will be okay. He was grazed in the face by a bullet during school in the Philadelphia suburb of Germantown. The bullet came from a police officer's gun, which discharged accidentally during show and tell. In hindsight, perhaps the officer...
Get to know Charlie.
Who wants to be a cop?
In hindsight, perhaps the officer shouldn't have passed the 9mm Glock around the room while it was loaded.
Oh, God.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, wow.
The wounded fourth grader got 5 stitches and is now home from the hospital. Police and school officials are investigating the incident. The 5-year veteran officer...
Get to know Charlie.
Being investigated and has been removed from duty. Imagine that.
Here's my gun. Who wants to play with it?
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
No!
Yes.
No!
Thank you, Buzz. Gotta go. Next week on the show, oh, we're going to debut Porno Football.
Can't wait.
Also, the return of Pete Moss and Less Humid.
Yeah.
And our Valentine's Day extravaganza.
Woo!
It's next week. Thank you for all the great phone calls all week long. A good show again today. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. Don't hurt yourselves. Love you, Frieda. Love you, Bart. Let me see. Monday, come watch us as we get wet, as we pay off our wet bet.
Oh, my God.
Monday night at 8 o'clock, the entire Don and Mike gang and the rest of the Gutterballs will be at the Gay Club Wet in Northwest Washington, D.C. Come share in our fun.
Uh-oh.
Hot balls in action. Join your Gutterballs as we take on Robert the Angry Mailman and four other disgruntled mailmen this Wednesday night at 7 o'clock at the glorious Annandale AMF.
AMF!
Action starts at 7. We'll see you there. And tomorrow, join our very own Moody Lisa. Come on out and take a ride on the Mood Swing with Lisa Herndon tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at East Coast Communications of Sterling, Virginia. Come and see the magic of the Dish Network.
All right, that's the same greeting Lisa's given all day long.
Yeah. What, the finger?
Yeah.
Getting that a lot. Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hi, honey. Hello.
I am caller 100.
Yes, you are.
100.
You are caller 100. Oh, and listen, about caller 100, the whole thing with the PlayStation. It all started with the lady from sending us the feedback that she won the game and that she didn't get the PlayStation. So we busted the PlayStation and we sent it to her. Those pictures are on WNEW.com. Also, I want to thank the guy from Talkers Magazine who came on the show today.
Tom.
Tom, forgot his last name.
Was it Mickey or something like that?
Anyway, listen. What's your name, my friend?
David.
Dave, where are you from?
I am from Baltimore, Maryland.
Dave, you got the Super Troopers prize pack. Don't miss Super Troopers, the hilarious new film about cops, crime, and killing time in theaters February 15th. It's their highway. You're just driving on it. Plus, you want a dozen donuts and a box of Joe from Dunkin' Donuts. Winter is here. Stop by Dunkin' Donuts for hot beverages that are perfect for the season. Enjoy, my friend.
Yeah, buddy.
All right. Thank you so much for listening in Charm City. That's it. Let me see. Boy, oh boy. Coming up?
Uh-huh.
Got a meeting?
Yeah. Hey, have fun with that.
Then I'm going to a museum with my wife.
Oh, have fun with that.
Then I'm going to a vegetarian restaurant with my wife.
I won't even say it.
And then I'm going to kill myself. So you guys have a great, safe weekend.
Enjoy.
And see you Monday. Thank you for listening, everybody. Good day to you, sir.
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 Rob?
I've seen it today, so I know.
Can you?
You? Can.
No.
Yes,
no.
You can.
No, but the question is, can you?
I don't know.
Can you be kind?
I don't know.
Please throw your hat in the air just like Sydney. Tyler Moore.
You might just make it after all.
Beautifully done. See you Monday.
So long, everybody.
Toodaloo ass.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.